Totality or the Totalitarian Circus, one of the cultural projects chosen to accompany the Czech Republic's EU presidency. As part of the project, a new textbook about Central Europe's communist past has been written, there'll be a series of plays and performances staged, and a giant communist timeline has been unveiled on Prague's Náměstí Republiky. I went along to pay it a visit.
In einem unbekannten Land, vor gar nicht allzu lange Zeit,
a song by legendary Czech pop star Karel Gott blares out the speakers and encourages passers-by to roll up to the totalitarian circus. The project, which was selected by the government to tie into this country's EU presidency, focuses on all that was grotesque about this country's communist past. In the true spirit of any circus, the project is set to hit the road and tour the continent in the coming months. Ondřej Sihláč was its artistic director.
We are trying to focus on the history of the three Central European countries, means Czechoslovakia, Poland, Hungary and Eastern Germany. So we are going around all those four countries and other Czech towns also.
You don't seem such an old man, and you were the person who was behind the artistic direction of the Circus Totality. How did you do your research, and do you really have a relationship to that time? You must have been when communism fell, about 9 or 10 or 11.
Yeah, I have been 11, you are right. And of course, yeah, that's a very often question, how we can speak about totality if we were so young. And this is a very important thing, is that we are not trying to educate about the totality, but we are trying to find and to search how the totality survived till now. The atmosphere in the society, the passivity, I think that this is what we are a little bit bringing with us still till now, coming from totalitarian times.
On display on Prague's Náměstí Republiky on Thursday was a colourful communism timeline with information both in Czech and English. Those reading about the era were assailed by actors in period costume, staging a street performance. Pepa Wiesner was one of the performers.
This is about the communist system. We just make or do it some fashion show. I can say a funny fashion show, but it's about, for me, it's a very important theme just now and here in the Czech Republic.
The fashion show provoked somewhat mixed reviews from passers-by.
Můj prapradědeček bojoval na východní frontě.
My great-grandfather fought in the Red Army for the liberation of Czechoslovakia on the Eastern Front in World War II, and he died fighting for this country. And I would say that this is an insult to his memory and the memory of all Czech soldiers who died in this country in World War II.
Za Československou republiku za druhé světové války.
I think that was really interesting that the girls and the boys they were a little bit funny, but a little bit also sad because when I imagine that was concerning our history, it was really sad.
It was nice, but I didn't understand everything. I think I'm too young. I saw something from the history, from the time when I was born, maybe, but I don't remember it, so.
Has it changed the way you think about communism in this country, or?
I think it has changed, and it changes every day.
The communism timeline will be on Prague's Náměstí Republiky until May the 3rd. Look out for theatre performances at Divadlo Archa and a communism simulator in the capital's NOD gallery, which both form a part of the project. And now to this week's business news roundup, which is with Chris Johnston and Eva Vokurková.